Twins Brewers tomorrow right after the show. And then Twins White Sox right after the show on Thursday, right after the show on Friday. And 2 1 o'clock games Saturday and Sunday. They're in Minneapolis. Get out. Enjoy. Hope for the best weather. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. 2 locations in Ankeny, 1 in West Des Moines. A new branch in Ames. 3 locations in Omaha and many more. I drove by the Ames branch yesterday, by the way. Very, very nice. Commitment that you can count on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, and private banking. What does commitment you can count on mean to you? Well, there's the great thing about that, because it can mean a lot of things. It can mean something different, totally different to me than it does to somebody else. This is what I know. You go in, you tell them Steen sent you, you open up an account, and then you explain to them what your needs are at this time, knowing that your needs change, and then you're going to find out what commitment is that you can count on, because they're going to take that information. They're going to put you in the right places. They're going to open up the right accounts, and they're going to get you on your way to great banking. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay, so just a few things. I'm not talking baseball because I want to wait till Randy gets here. Just a little bit more here to Condoleezza Rice becoming part of the ownership group with the Denver Broncos. She moved with her family to Denver when she was 12. She graduated with a bachelor's degree and a PhD from the University of Denver. She has local ties besides giving Broncos ownership another highly accomplished black female woman along with Melody Hobson. Here's the thing. When you look at her resume, it doesn't matter. Just her resume alone, you take the stereotypical man, woman, whatever, take it away. When you look at the resumes are amazing. And what she does is give them instant credibility. Instant credibility, above board, so many different things. The NBA Board of Governors today are expected tomorrow to approve the play-in tournament as a regular part of future league seasons. The play-in had been voted on year to year for the past 2 seasons, but support exists to turn it into an annual event. I think that's a good idea. Here's the update once again. Just a horrible tragic accident for the Jones family. Father passes away. Ava and her mom are, from what I can tell from reading, they are both, they're keeping him what I would consider to be sedated, but wiggling toes and having feelings and stuff. So a long road ahead, for Ava. I don't know if it was her high school coach or her, you can't tell anymore, if it's her high school coach or if it was her her U-trip coach or whatever you want to, AAU coach, said the hope is that she'll be healthy and ready enough to be available in 2023 when she'll become a freshman at the University of Iowa. So that's a long road ahead. And also not having your father in your life because of a horrific accident that could have been prevented. It's pretty easy. Don't drink and drive. Makes me mad. Makes me angry. I have here, and I think I'm going to hold on to this until tomorrow. So Scott and I have in my hands the NFL's top 100 players. I think it's quite interesting. You have in the top 10, you have 1, 2, you have 3, 4, you have 4 defensive players, 6 offensive players, 5 offensive players, and 1 in the trenches guy. In the next 10, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 out of 10. Nick Bosa and Jalen Ramsey being the oddball defensive guys there. I'll have to break down tonight the total number between offense and defense. It's really funny. A lot of teams tried to win by going the defensive way of things. I think the overall thought process is and this goes for someone who is a Baltimore Ravens fan who had great defenses and subpar offenses and only won one Super Bowl. You need a defense. You need a scoring defense. You need a defense that bends. It's what I consider to be the Iowa Hawkeye, a bend but don't break defense. Don't give up big plays. Don't give up stupid plays. Keep your team in, but you have to have a competent offense. If you cannot score in the NFL, you cannot win in the NFL. And I think that is no truer of a statement. I found this very interesting. Number of viewers per week during the NFL football season. And this is for the Big 12. Oklahoma was number 6 in the country with 3.46 million. Texas was number 13 with 2.26 million. Oklahoma State was number 22 with 1.58 million. Iowa State was number 27 with 1.2 million. Cincinnati was right there, just a 300,000 below. And Baylor was right on the cusp. They were like 500,000. They were at 30. So the teams that they have added so far, Central Florida was 407. Houston was 232. That's going to perk them up a lot. Cincinnati at 1.21 and BYU at just under a million. So I thought those were very interesting numbers there. So it's just so I can take a step back, because now I found this. And it says the latest update from Hutch Sports. Hutch Sports, I'll have to look up what Hutch Sports is. It said Ava Jones and her mother have been moved from critical to stable condition. It says Ava has been wiggling her toes. Nickerson head coach John McClain is optimistic that she will be able to fully recover in time for her freshman year at Iowa in 2023. That's a long ways away, folks. That's a long time. A lot of thoughts and prayers are going to have to go to that family, along with a lot of love and a lot of help. So I think that is extremely important. I know what I was supposed to do today. I have to thank my nephew Kale. My nephew Kale's coming home from, I think they were the last place they were vacationing in Florida. He has this really sick red convertible Mustang. I don't know if it's late 1980s, early 1990s, but it was awesome. And he let his uncle and his aunt drive it this weekend, and it was a ton of fun. This is one of the toughest things that I've seen. I can't wait to give this to Scott tomorrow. I'll give you a little preview. You get a pick between these baseball movies, and you have to pick one. And I'm having a hard time. I'm going to go from 9 backwards. 9 is Rookie of the Year. 8 is Angels in the Outfield. I wasn't a huge fan of Angels in the Outfield, so I think I've knocked that out. Number 7 was Field of Dreams. That's way too low. Little Big League is number 6. Better than Rookie of the Year. A little. I don't know what I think. A League of Their Own at number 5. The Bad News Bears at number 4. Major League at number 3. The Natural at number 2. And Bull Durham. That is crazy hard. So it's the best. So I should have said not sports movie. I should have said baseball movies. Excuse me. Sorry. Someone just texted me. Those are baseball movies. Okay. I know. Sports, baseball movies. I can tell you that my final four. Wow, that's so tough. Okay, my final four would be I'm leaving the natural out. It would be not in any specific order, A League of Their Own, Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, and Major League. And I'm leaning towards two, so I'll kick two more out. I'll kick out Major League and I'll kick out A League of Their Own. So I'm left with Bull Durham and Field of Dreams. And if push came to shove and I had to watch them over and over again, which I do with movies anyway, it would be Bull Durham. I will ask Randy that. That'll be a great one for Randy to answer. Okay. What else do I have here? Oh my gosh, here's another one for Randy. We'll do a little preview for that too. You have Game 7 of the World Series, and you can pick your starter from this group. Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, Max Scherzer, Johan Santana, Justin Verlander, Madison Baumgartner, Tim Lincecum, Jacob deGrom, Roy Halladay, and Clayton Kershaw. Wow. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Kurt Schilling should be in that. People just don't like Kurt Schilling. Kurt Schilling should be in that as well. I got so many baseball ones I could talk to him about. Okay. One of the other things that happened over the weekend, you have, we talked a little bit about the PGA Tour and LIV and that the British Open. I don't know about anybody else, but I love watching the British Open because it is a true test of golf because you have no idea what the weather is going to be like. None. Zero. And it looks to be like a lot of fun. There's a lot of people playing well. Tiger's going to play. It's a place that he's won at before. You can tell, I saw many on social media of holes he was playing with Justin Thomas and holes he was playing with Rory McIlroy. I wasn't watching how he swung. I wasn't watching any of that. I was watching how he walked down fairways. And he's definitely walking down fairways better than he was at the U.S. Open. So I think that you could take... He's still rusty. So you don't know what exactly that is going to mean with playing golf, but it'll be very interesting to just see how he does. Because I know he wants to compete. There is absolutely zero chances that he is not wanting to come out there and play extremely well. So we'll see what happens. I do want to get a little love right now to some games out there tonight. You have Iowa High School Baseball out there tonight. And I am a 3A and 4A snob, so I'm going to go through these first, and we have time I can go through others. The first shout-out has to be, because I know people who have kids on the teams on both sides, so number 10, North Polk, 17-8. Is in Cedar Rapids to take on Cedar Rapids Xavier. I have a couple of friends, co-workers from NAP, whose one son, one grandson plays for North Polk. I think one of our service guys has a son that plays for North Polk as well. Interesting game. And it's so funny because this is one of the things that makes this difficult sometimes for some of these teams. You're looking at North Polk. They got 25 games in this year, and I'm looking at all the rest of these guys on the schedule, and they're at 37, 38, 35. Lewis Central is only 32. So and not easy for some of these teams to get games in, and that's the sad part, that it could be from a lot of things. It could be weather and just not time to make up. It could be didn't have enough umpiring staff, which is a huge problem. And it's not because people don't want to umpire. People just don't want to umpire and have adults that don't know any better yelling and screaming at them all the time. So hopefully that will get better. Class 4A tonight, you have Sioux City East at Southeast Polk. You have Mason City at Ankeny Centennial. Iowa City West is at Linmar. Cedar Rapids Kennedy is at Dubuque Hempstead. Iowa City Liberty is at Cedar Falls. Bettendorf is at North Scott. Indianola is at Ankeny. And Des Moines Roosevelt is at West Des Moines Valley. That gets you those winners of those games. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 get into championship game against the teams that have byes. So that is a really good reason to play well during the season. It gets you byes, and having a bye and rest and pitching rest matters, and that is a big deal. I would suspect that Randy Wehofer will be here in just a second, and we'll have him those second and third hours. I got some baseball stuff for him, and we got to talk about the Iowa Cubs and what they have going on this week. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7 Sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Drive safely. A lot of traffic out there, so be careful. Seems like more and more people are driving to work every day. We'll see if that continues. We hope so. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter, is at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment will be brought to you by DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can call 515-224-1414 for an appointment, but you don't have to. You can go online. You can see what wait times are at the Ankeny location and the West Des Moines location. They're going to take care of your foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, urgent injury. All they do for local high schools, junior colleges, and for everybody around this area is give you great health care with top-of-the-line doctors taking care of just us ordinary folk who also get hurt but don't think we need to go somewhere. And we do, because if you don't, you end up walking around like I do at 56 years old. It is my honor to have Mr. Randy Wehofer in here. He is the VP of the Iowa Cubs, assistant general manager. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good. How are you?
Had any strong wins in your life lately?
Yeah, if I'm on the news middle of the season, that's usually not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign at all.
So fortunately, there is the outfield wall has been put back. It's a little different. It was a wooden wall that fell down. It's chain link with the padding and the screening. So it really doesn't look very different from the grandstand, amazingly enough. Our ops people did a terrific job getting that put together. The city of Des Moines was awesome in their help and getting things cleaned up. And several groups around town responded really quickly to help us out. So we got some finishing touches to put on, but we'll play baseball tomorrow and this week. And hopefully we can avoid straight line wins and mini derechos or whatever other fancy word we want to put together to describe a pretty bad storm.
I was telling people earlier that my nephew is on vacation and he has this really cool convertible Mustang. So he let my wife and I drive it this weekend. And we drove down to Yellow Banks. I haven't been down to Yellow Banks in a long time. I went to Southeast Polk, so it was part, but it wasn't Yellow Banks back then. there are still houses out there that are not put back together. I mean, I think that's a combination of COVID, trying to get wood or trying to get anybody to work. I mean, it's crazy what you can do. So kudos to you guys for, one, having great staff, two, having a lot of people that care and are willing to step forward and help, which makes just a big deal. I have to give you kudos. I have to give you kudos more than once. Number one, for not letting me get yelled at because I forgot to tell you that it was my wife's birthday, and you saved me on that. So I owe you big kudos for that. The fireworks, the baseball game, the ambiance, it was full. Here's the part I loved. Parking was easy, even though we got there, you know, towards start of game time, still was easy. Getting out was even easier. And that was on a huge night with fireworks and everything. So kudos to all of you guys and everything that you do.
Well, I think if you come with the proper expectations to know that it's not going to be super easy, but within the right amount of time to get people going, and if everybody cooperates and follows the direction of our police officers that are helping to direct people around, you know, I think the habit of 4th of July weekend and just the general atmosphere of people celebrating the holiday, having some time off, it's a little bit different vibe for the holiday than it is on a regular big crowd and a weekend at other times when you're there with corporate events or just to see what the promotion is or what's going on. I think there is probably a little bit more ease knowing that the next day is a day off of work. And there's not the same rush to get out. So I'm glad to hear that was your experience.
Oh, it was awesome. So this weekend, Buffalo Bisons, a Blue Jays, part of the Blue Jays org. I was writing and talking because I was listening and I was talking to somebody on the phone. I heard Monte Morris. That got me excited. That's really cool. Thor and Spider-Man. Come on, right? Who doesn't want their kids to go see Thor and Spider-Man? I mean, that's so I missed the first part. What was the first one?
So it's first thing to note, all night games except for Sunday afternoon this week. So Tuesday, tomorrow's Dollar Hot Dogs.
That's okay.
Wednesday, Monte Morris will be there. And similar to what we did with Alan Lazard and Caitlin Clark, he'll be available from when the gates open at 5:30 through the end of the first inning to sign autographs. He's offering discounts for kids to come to his camp that he's holding in a couple of weeks to promote that for people in attendance. So look for that signage and those opportunities. He'll throw out a first pitch and be part of the presentation on Wednesday. Thursday, we've got all of our usual stuff. Bring a fairway receipt, get 2-for-1 tickets. We've got our 6-for-$3, 6-for-3 happy hour special on concession items. That's 6 items for $3, including a small draft beer and a few different items. So it's we don't do a lot of beer specials, so people should take advantage of that. We've got fireworks on Friday. Our Marvel's Defender of the Diamond game on Saturday with Thor and Spider-Man.
Yes.
A national partnership that Minor League Baseball and Marvel have put together that we are a part of, and we'll continue this on an ongoing basis. So not only do you get to have the special character appearances from officially Marvel approved, you know, we're not putting me in a mask. These are legit Marvel hired actors that will come and be.
I don't know which one either one of us could pull off. We couldn't pull off either one of these two. I don't know.
No. So that's on Saturday, 6:08 game on Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon is outdoors day. We've got some DNR caps to give away and all sorts of stuff going on. A chance to win a bow. I don't know a lot about hunting, but it's valued at over like $1,000. This bow, I think. We've got some great coolers and gift cards and things. So it's a good week. We've got something going on every day for this and some fun, exciting stuff.
Okay, so once again, we're talking to Randy Wehofer. He's VP, Assistant GM, Iowa Cubs. I'm not sure. Do they still have AAA All-Star games, or do they not do that anymore?
We are currently not doing minor league All-Star games. I think that's still somewhat related to COVID protocols and not wanting to mix team personnel and all the things that go along with it. I don't think that's a never again kind of thing, but a step that Major League Baseball wasn't quite ready to organize on top of the different conditions as they've kind of taken over the structure of minor league baseball. So I think that may come back. Certainly at the AAA level, those were good events to host, and teams did well with those, and there was some excitement. It's good content for Major League MLB Network and the other places that they're looking to capture those audiences. We are going back to a AAA championship at the end of the season. That'll be part of the MLB Network and some of the different things at the end of September. I think that'll be a discussion to bring back an All-Star game, but there won't be one for 22.
A little over halfway through the season?
Yes, just past midway.
Thoughts? Just overall thoughts of, you know, me watching the other night. I like how they play. It without knowing some of the backgrounds, more deep detail on backgrounds, it just looks like a really good baseball team. Maybe not playing at as high a level as that they want at the moment, but it's not because they're not understanding the game of baseball or anything like that. I understand that at the AAA level, but sometimes you just don't know. I mean, it's just the game we were watching, just a little flare that went the wrong way and get an extra base. I mean, just little things. But other than that, thoughts on just a little bit over halfway?
Yeah, I think the team has been entertaining. I think they've played particularly well at home. Most of the reason we're down in the standings is because we've played poorly on the road. So when you come to Principal Park, you see, you know, we've had some walk-off wins and some comebacks and some entertaining baseball to be played. I think the overall record is probably mostly a product of the starting pitching injuries in Chicago and how that trickles down. It's really hard to go on a win streak when you're scratching starters and moving guys around and you're only going 2-3 innings at a time at the front of the game. And I know the game is changing a little bit in some of the philosophies of what you want to get out of a starting pitcher at all levels. But when you consider that Stroman, Miley, Smiley, Hendricks have all been on the disabled list in Chicago, and then the mix that's happened responding to that here, Mark Leiter Jr. has been up and down 2 or 3 times. Adrian Sampson's been up and down 2 or 3 different times. You just don't build winning streaks when you don't know within 2 days who your starting pitcher is going to be with any sort of routine. And absolutely, some of that is reactionary. Some of that is development led. And some of that's just unplanned and bad luck. So I think the team has been good. You know, Narciso Crook has got a great personality that's been engaging with fans, even in an era where we're not as connected as we used to be. He's become a fan favorite and got called up and got a hit in his first game and is back down now. Some guys have gone up and done really well. We've sent 3 guys to Japan that were playing well that had a chance to make some money. So it's been a good group to deal with from my perspective. So I think the overall atmosphere of Principal Park's been really good this summer.
How big a deal is it for minor league baseball, for the Iowa Cubs in general, and for the Chicago Cubs that Ian Happ made the All-Star game?
I think it's great for the fan base. I think it's another reason to watch the game.
Because he's been up and down.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a good indicator of some flawed logic that comes from national media and some of the absolutely uber prospect following of, I cringe every time I hear this perspective of, we got to see what we have here and we might as well put him in the big leagues because we're not good right now, so we got to see what our prospects have. You can absolutely ruin a guy by bringing him up too soon. And the fact that Happ had to go back and play with us again earlier after he had his first taste does not mean that he's been a failure. I would hope that more teams sit up and notice and say,
I think he's been a success.
Yeah, if you just let guys find out who they are, and it does matter to have those at-bats, especially for a switch hitter, especially for a guy who's making a position change. You need all of those moments, if for nothing else, to learn how to control your heart rate in the batter's box, because if you're making those adjustments in front of 30,000 and the pressure of a major league team, it's different than being here. The greatest benefit of being at AAA is being out of the fishbowl, because sometimes you need that as a player. So I don't think it means a guy is struggling if he doesn't have this meteoric rise
right
through the minor league system. It's okay to be normal and still be a really good player as a first round pick. Not everybody has to be Chris Bryant. And even he's had some setbacks along the way. So it's not a straight line progression. And I hope the way Hap has developed since that situation maybe gives you some confidence that you don't have to rush everybody up all the time.
And he's just
an
interesting guy because, like you say, switch hitter, played a whole ton of positions for them, up, down, everywhere.
He was a shortstop in college, and then he thought there was an opportunity at second base because there was no set second baseman, so he asked for the opportunity to compete at second base when the outfield was more crowded. That didn't pan out. He struggled, probably because he was pressing, because there was an open spot and there was a chance to become a starter, and all those guys think that way. I don't expect the players to be patient. I expect the adults
to be patient.
To be patient.
We have a hard time doing
that. And we don't do patient very well as a sports-consuming public.
And see, I think that's the most important thing, and I don't think people understand it enough, pitching and hitting. You can't let one thing interrupt another thing. So if you're giving up too many home runs or you're walking too much, too many people, but your earned run average is down and you're still striking out people, you can't get down on yourself. The same with hitting. Hitting's hitting. If my thought with, and this with younger kids, and I've only had up to the college level, if you're getting quality at bats, it'll come. The problem that some of these guys have so much is they don't understand what a quality at bat actually does for them. They're pressing, they're doing all this stuff instead of just relaxing and going, if it's going to come, it's going to come. I mean, all these guys have slumps. There's great guys that don't, and they get paid a lot of money. That's not the majority of the major leagues.
Well, I think, you think about a high school season, and you get 100 at bats, 120 at bats, maybe
lucky,
if you play a lot. I mean, if you start every single game for your team and you're a guy that is just out there, you get 100, 120 at bats. So to go 0 for 10 out of 120 at bats is a big deal.
Right.
Then you go to college and maybe you get 200 at bats, 225, 250 at bats if you get, play for a powerhouse team that goes all the way, So an 0 for 20 or an 0 for 14, that's a bad weekend.
Exactly.
In minor league baseball, if you're a regular, you get 450 at-bats or more. Part of that is learning that first week doesn't define you, and that's part of what minor league baseball is for.
You got to take a deep breath. That should be minor league baseball, take a deep breath. That would make it better. Randy Wehofer in here. He's going to stay for one more segment. He's going to end the show with me. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Last segment here today. Once again, drive safely. A lot of people out there. It's Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twins Brewers tomorrow night, 6 o'clock pregame. Thursday, Friday, they're right after the show as well. They're playing the White Sox. That's a huge game for the Twins and White Sox trying to fight their way in the Central there. What else do I have? I have Randy Wehofer sitting in here with me. VP, Assistant GM of the Iowa Cubs. We have such good conversations. We should just keep it running and just talk over the commercials because we had some good conversations. Major League Baseball is getting ready to hit their All-Star break. Just an overall view, if you're Major League Baseball, you happy, unhappy with how the season's going?
I think there have been some decent storylines, and I think now's the time when there are some who are just starting to pay attention. I think I've come to terms with the fact that attention spans are hard to capture for the full 162. You know, so if you're in for April and you're interested in how the season goes and you check out for a little bit and you come back around the All-Star break and things are, I'll see how things are going. And then, you know, by the time September hits, you've got some drama that brings you in through the playoffs. I think that's okay. I think the people who follow their teams will continue to. I think the difference between baseball and football is just that, a difference. I don't think either industry is suffering.
No.
I think there's a lot of people who like to claim everything the NFL does is perfect, and there's some truth to that. But I think the national exposure of baseball is just through a different prism than it is for baseball, and I think that's okay. I think the fact that I don't know everything about the Seattle Mariners this year is more a product of the fact that I watch the Cubs every day and the Mariners are on the same time that the Cubs are very often. You can't watch both. It's right. Not like the three time slots and the Monday night game. And then, you know, you do the rest of your stuff for the week until it comes back. You know, there is a different awareness. Baseball's harder to gamble on. Fantasy baseball's harder to play than fantasy football.
It is extremely hard to bet on.
But so for all of those reasons, the national consciousness of football, to know the players on teams that aren't in your market or aren't in your rooting base, I think are different than baseball. But I don't think that baseball is suffering because of it. When you look at what regional money comes in from local cable and local radio, and you know, the fact that every Twins game is on this station,
yep,
and gives people a chance to follow every single day or four or five times a week and just check in and check up on, because you it's hard to watch every single inning of every single game, but it's okay. It's like a soap opera. You know, you miss a week, you go on vacation and you come back in and there's the same drama that's going on. And those have survived for an awfully long time. I think baseball is more that feel than, my God, if I miss one out of the 16 games, I've lost understanding of what's happening with my team. So I think baseball's had good storylines. I think the All-Star break, the trade deadline, and all of those things will build some momentum. I don't think everyone is as interested in minicamp as the pundits that are on in the middle of the day would like to believe. And if you're favorite baseball team stinks, you probably won't care as much as if your favorite baseball team is really good, but you come back next year hoping that you're in the really good category.
we're always in that mode
for some of that.
This is my analogy that I tell people too. I love going to Iowa State games, college football games, but there are times I'd rather be at home. I like the atmosphere of going. I'd rather be at home watching so I can watch the game. I don't particularly enjoy NFL football games because unless you're extremely wealthy and you're closer down, it's just you're at the football game. I like watching football games and I like being able to see other football games that I'm doing that. I don't like watching baseball as much on TV as I do watching it live. Watching live baseball has my direct attention, except for every once in a while when I grab my beer and I take a drink. I don't like watching college basketball and NBA basketball. I like watching that live. I think that atmosphere, you really get that atmosphere, especially at and the Timberwolves have been okay, but their stadium is electric when you're up there watching. And I'm Minnesota Twins, fun to watch a baseball game. People go to Chicago Cubs baseball games for a lot of reasons. It's still electric when you go there and around there. St. Louis, the same. So a lot of these things are it's just a lot of fun to be able to, you know, get to see every bit of it. And you're right. The thing that sways a lot of people, it's the gambling aspect. And it's baseball. There's just no easy way to do it because baseball's so hard. It's just like betting golf. Betting golf's the same thing. People can have bad golf days, and they do. Professional people have bad golf days, and it drives you crazy. Here's the thing that I think is the best about, once again, I have Randy Wehofer in here, VP, assistant GM of the Iowa Cubs. Yankees, 61-25. The Twins being there, I think that's good for baseball. The Astros are good for baseball. They don't have they have a payroll. The Baltimore Orioles are 43-44. If they don't have the lowest payroll in baseball, they're awfully darn close. That has to be good for baseball. I know it has to be good for fans because they're also stockpiling a lot of young talent. I mean, you baseball is also the hardest thing of getting young talent to go from point A to that point. And you've discussed that many times you've been on here. But if Baltimore was 10 and 59, that's not good for baseball. But Baltimore being that, in a certain way, is that good for baseball?
Yeah, I think every year there's a Baltimore, though. I mean, right. You know, sometimes it's the Royals, sometimes it's Oakland, sometimes, you know, oftentimes it's Tampa. You know, I think the fact that the Cincinnati Reds and Pittsburgh Pirates haven't figured it out in a long time,
yep.
You know, they've got to figure something out there to be better. You know, and certainly the Cardinals and Brewers have something to do with that for the amount of games that you play within the division. You know, I think there are always, it has long been my contention that there is no championship won in any sport, in any season, without some level of overachievement. And that's why the challenge of the Dodgers and the Yankees, I think, is interesting. There is something about the collective pulse of that group that there's got to be something that you overcome as a group. You know, the weight of winning with expectations, I think, is the hardest thing to do in this day and age of, yep. of professional sports. So will the Yankees get to a point where no matter how good they are, you can't exceed what people expect from you? And if that's the case, I don't think they win the World Series. You know, there's something about the collective buy-in, and I think something has happened with the Orioles this year that has probably propelled them. I haven't followed their season closely enough to know what it is, but you know, there's something there, whether it's, you know, there's the group of the young players who are ready to assume being built around and are okay with that and are you know, thriving because of it. Maybe that's part of it. But then once the expectations go up next year, can they follow it up?
Exactly.
With something else will be the challenge. So
that's the tough part.
I think there are always those teams and there are always those storylines, and some of them are more engaging than others. But I, you know, that's the thing about it, is that if you rank the teams, if there's 30 outstanding baseball teams, somebody has to be the worst. If there's 30 terrible baseball teams, somebody's got to be in first place. You know, because of the nature of, there's always got to be half the teams have to have winning records and half the teams have to have losing records. So, you know, the math on that, you know, just who's it going to be? And that's why it's interesting to watch when you don't know. And when someone surprises you, that becomes more engaging.
It does. I mean, payroll. I was looking at, you know, you don't always have to buy wins. You know, people have this thing that, well, the Mets now and the Dodgers and the Yankees can buy wins. Well, other teams can do it a different way. And you can still, maybe you don't get to the same promised land, but you can get there.
Well, the Orioles used to have the highest payroll in baseball under Peter Angelos. There was an era, believe it or not. You know,
and it didn't help them.
For those in the audience, you know, under the age of 35, you got to Google Peter Angelos and the fact that he spent more money than the Yankees and was a staunch rival of George Steinbrenner personally and professionally in that division. And for a lot of years, the Dodgers spent a lot of money and didn't win anything. You know, so it's always been spending on the right people and finding that right moment in time for that group, because everybody can spend, you know, everybody can have an unlimited checkbook and somebody's still going to finish in last place. So some of those teams choose, I'm going to be in last place anyway. I may as well make a little bit of money in the process. And then you lose sight of what you're building towards for some of those fan bases.
That's Randy Wehofer, VP, Assistant GM for the Iowa Cubs. Next time you come in, I'm going to ask you the question, is there such a thing as a manager being too old to coach in baseball? You can ponder on that one the next time you come in. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Have a great night. Drive home safely.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder, I-35 northbound at Corporate Woods Drive, exit 89. Traffic is moving slow in the area. We've also got a disabled vehicle. This is I-35 80 eastbound at Douglas. So keep an eye out in that area, too.
Titus and Tate, a podcast from two obsessed basketball lovers.
Twitter's a place for losers. I think the same thing about podcasts. I think you and I are losers. We podcast. We know we're losers. Most podcasts, you and I are doing it right now, are done over Zoom. I'm not even wearing pants right now. It's like
you're not wearing
going
pants.
Back to the, we're back to where we started, where you're just like kind of sitting in
no,
your mom's basement.
No, we used to wear pants when we did podcasts. We've definitely gone downhill.
More than just analysts and stats. Titus and Tate, listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rookie.
What?
The Rookie. That's Sports Cards Place. Sports Cards Collectors, this is where you get baseball, football, basketball, and hockey cards. Knowledgeable staff, biggest selection in town of sports cards, and autographed memorabilia. The Rookie has a huge selection of single cards for collectors of all ages. Check out The Rookie's weekly bid board, silent auction for trading cards, located at 100th and Swanson Boulevard in Clive. Open 7 days a week. Also check out their website, therookiesportscards.com. The Rookie.
Sandwiches are the original fast food, and what could be easier than loading up a few slices of Country Hearth multigrain bread with your favorite deli meats and cheeses, then piling on freshly picked veggies from your garden? Or maybe a good old-fashioned peanut butter and homemade strawberry jam sandwich made on Kid's Choice. This summer, when you're on your way to the lake or park, skip the drive-thru. Pack a cooler full of your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Is your old car a dud? Stuck driving a car you hate is no picnic, so declare your independence. Hey, Joe Clemens here from Capital City Motor Company, where we're ready to rock with 50 stars, 13 bars, and a lot full of cars. This month, I'm pledging allegiance to red, white, and you in a nicer, newer car for as low as $4 down. Even if you're still making payments on that old car, even if you owe too much, even if you've been turned down before, we believe you deserve to drive a nicer, newer car today. Worried about past credit firecrackers? My one and only For the People credit approval process is the bomb. We'll find your approval so you can declare your independence in a nicer, newer car today. Freedom, fireworks, and just $4 down. But hurry, this show's done once we help the first 76 people drive home the car of their dreams. Happy birthday, America, land of the free because of the brave. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at approvedbyjoe.com, approvedbyjoe.com, www.approvedbyjoe.com.
Some minimum requirements, America.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Project Shine is revealed, radiating light and hope through Volunteer Match's 130,000 nonprofit partners, powering volunteer engagement for a whole new generation.
Never let your light shine down.
We need your help. People who give their time at work, at school, and at home. Connecting good people to great causes. Check out Project Shine and Volunteer Match
at 1700thechamp.com. Sign up for 1013 and 1700 The Champs eClub online at 1700thechamp.com.
You've got mail.
In the top right corner, you can create an account by connecting Facebook or enter your information manually. Just make sure you double check your account settings and make sure you receive emails from us. 1700 The Champ. Now on the FM dial at 101.3. KBGG Des Moines and K267 CY Des Moines. 101.3 FM and 1700 The